Thank you for tuning in to another episode. It's great to have you here where we could talk, we drink tea. I have a cup of tea waiting just for you. Let me know how that tastes. We have fun. Most of all, enjoy each other's presence. And I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Do you ever have those days where you're not feeling it? You don't feel like doing something? It's just so many times that our mind would tell us not to do something, come up with 10,000 excuses why we shouldn't. I'm lazy. It's the time of the month. All those excuses. Like, don't we all want to just watch Netflix all day and do nothing? We have to push ourselves, even if we don't want to. Without further ado, let's get started with today's episode. Today's proverb of the day is Da Ji Da Li, great fortune and great prosperity. Speaking of great fortune, in the Chinese culture, we believe that origami is a way to represent fortune and prosperity. So you might be wondering, well, Winnie, what is origami? Origami comes from the Japanese word oru, to fold, and kami, which means paper. Using a single sheet of square paper, origami is able to represent reality, usually in the form of objects like boats, animals. You see people do paper cranes and flowers without cutting, taping, and gluing parts together. The Chinese word for origami is zi, zi. So what are the origins of origami? Paper was invented in China, and so this was around 100 AD. Fast forward around 900 AD, people began to fold gold or yellow paper, or what we call paper yuan bao. They are shaped like gold nuggets and was used in ancient China as money. Traditionally, yuan bao were used for religious purposes and are burnt as offerings to the gods, goddesses at traditional Chinese funerals. It is important to note that origami was considered a luxury item. And so this was only for the elite, which meant that only a few can afford. Origami was then brought to Japan by Buddhist monks as part of the Shinto ritual, as a gift offering, similar to the Chinese culture, as a gift offering to the gods. The word Shinto means the way of kami, same word as kami for paper. This was divine power used for religious purposes. Although origami is considered Japanese art, origami has origins in China. However, it is without a fact that Japan developed origami to a higher artistic form. In fact, in the first known book on origami, which was published in Japan in 1797, titled How to Fold 1,000 Cranes by Hiden Senbazu Orikata, if a person folds 1,000 paper cranes, it is said that they will be granted one special wish. There was a game of crane folding. Young girls enjoyed a game of competition of folding paper. Folders of more cranes were, of course, winners of the game. And so you might be wondering, what is the difference between Chinese and Japanese origami? Well, traditionally, Chinese paper folding concentrated on objects like boats, boxes, whereas Japanese origami was more 3D and was more focused on nature, animals, flowers. And so Japan viewed origami as a leisurely activity and art form through folds. Did you know that origami has also roots in Europe during the early 1500s? It's interesting how each culture enjoyed the art origami without knowing it. So in European tradition, paper folding evolved from napkin folding at dinner parties to impress their guests. Origami in Japan, the grandmaster of origami is Akira Yoshizawa. He was responsible for creating more than 50,000 models, eventually gaining popularity from the world in the art of paper folding across the United States and globally. He wrote 18 books about origami, but it's actually more than that. Personally, I find that origami is very relaxing and very therapeutic, and it's a great way to have creative fun with children and bond with them. In fact, many adults, such as myself, have fond memories of their first origami experience. It was creating a paper flower for my teacher, and she absolutely loved it. A lot of adults, they would also create Japanese origami paper stars. It represents a special gift of love and good fortune, as today's proverb, Da Ji Da Li. I remember I gave a jar of lucky stars to my best friend, and their face lit up, considering that they did get a new job. And so this embarked a new chapter on their life. Good fortune and good luck to them. Origami is practiced all around the world and is used as a form of expression, the ability to transform a piece of paper into something beautiful. paper cranes, paper flowers, paper hearts, whatever you can think of, there's probably an origami already done on that. All in all, origami allows you to be creative, to be expressive, and to have fun. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and stick around for the future episodes. The next episode, I'm going to share the journey on self-love, and I'd love to share my experiences on my journey as we're all evolving and we're growing. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and I'll see you on the other side.